The question was, is coronavirus real? And does it really exist? And when it is tested for COVID-19, what is actually tested with the test that we currently have on Earth?
Indeed. I'll answer that by saying it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter if there is a coronavirus disease or not. The fact is, something happened, something triggered in consciousness to cause people to believe in it, to cause them to react to it, and to cause much needed changes in so many different things on the planet. It doesn't matter if it started in a meat market in China. It doesn't matter if it was an accident in a laboratory. It doesn't matter if the aliens brought it here. None of that matters, actually. The testing for it, from what I see, is not just for a general coronavirus, but it's specifically for this particular strain. But the problem is, in the testing that they're not really aware of yet, is this particular strain of coronavirus mutates and changes itself so quickly that right when they think they have an understanding of its dynamics, its energetic characteristics, it will change on them. And that's going to be the biggest challenge going forward. Things will get back to a little bit what you would call normal on the planet, but this is going to be around for a while. It's going to be a fact of life. So I go back to the thing. It doesn't matter if it's a conspiracy. It doesn't matter if it's very real. And let's not focus on this. Let's focus on what's happening to the planet. And for all of you who are listening to this, it's time to focus on why you're here in this lifetime. It's not an accident. You didn't come here just to have another lifetime. It's time to reflect deeply on it. Let go of what I would call the conspiracy theories, whether it's this or anything else. Let go of anyone else's teachings at this point. Come to yourself. Why are you here? And what are you going to do with the rest of your life on this planet? So it's serving a beautiful purpose, no matter where it came from, or even if it's real or not.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Moving on. Teo, got anything?
Yeah, there's lots of questions here. I'm just looking. Let's ask Patty. Adamus, what is the main purpose of this situation?
The coronavirus situation. Changing the planet. Changing the planet. It's economic, primarily because the economy on this planet is really what causes it to run. Money, the economy, is energy. So it's changing, ultimately will change people's understanding of energy. And this is such a good time, too, for all of you to stop blaming energy imbalances on other things and other people. It's a great time to stop being upset about big corporations or any of that. They're all just a reflection of human consciousness, and they're not out to get you. You are entitled to your own energy. You have it. It's there. Stop blaming it on other things, even blaming it on your family, that you're born and raised into a poor family, or that your spouse took all the money in a divorce, or that your business partner cheated you. Let's knock all that off. Let's get back to the understanding all energy is yours. And some of you are going to have a really hard time with that. Everything you perceive, everything you see, everything that you're aware of in this moment is your energy. It's not anybody else's. And it's all yours, and it's all there to serve you. So let's use this occasion on this planet, unprecedented occasion, to change the perspective. It's your energy. How would you like it to serve you? Stop blaming others.
Nice. So everyone's feels that the end game is sort of vaccinations, but taking that thinking of what you've just been talking about forward, maybe it's about us being able to be masters of our own bodies to create an environment which, instead of a vaccination, that will work against a virus. Is that the sort of thinking you're talking about, Adamus?
Part of the issue with vaccinations is when they develop a vaccination based on what they currently know about the coronavirus, the virus will mutate, and then they'll need a new vaccination. And it's kind of like going down a rabbit trail at this point. It'll provide some temporary relief. It's more about a change of consciousness will eventually, what will happen with this, and I've been looking into it very carefully, what will eventually happen is it will just, as quickly as it appeared on the planet, it will disappear as quickly. And there'll be many, many theories about why it suddenly left. But the fact is that the light of consciousness was enough to allow a rebalancing of many things on the planet, and there's no need for it anymore. Yeah. So I'd have to say that even though there's a tremendous surge in the science and the technology to understand it, ultimately it's just going to fade one day, surprising many people.